Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It will be some can-can on the Champs-Élysées tonight. France are the champions of the world.
This fall, billions of people will turn their eyes towards Qatar for the World Cup, international soccer's most prestigious competition, and a month-long source of ubiquitous joy for fans around the globe.
Perhaps a moment of redemption.
But before a ball has been kicked, this gathering of the beautiful game already wears a heinous scar. The tournament was awarded corruptly to a country with a shocking human rights record, with migrant labor practices that have been likened to modern slavery. From Crooked Media and Men in Blazers, World Corrupt is a six-part series hosted by Tommy Vitor and Roger Bennett that takes an honest look at the humanitarian and global impact of the 2022 World Cup.
We have joined forces to create a special six-part podcast series exploring the intersection of two of our great passions, politics
and football.
And to come to terms with the fact that this year's World Cup, the biggest event for the biggest sport on the planet, is soaked in blood.
And to understand how sports are used by autocratic governments to burnish their reputations and distract us from human rights abuses and all that corruption happening just off the field.
This has never been more urgent. With the 2022 World Cup happening in Qatar and talk of Saudi Arabia hosting the Cup in 2030.
And so what we hope to do over the course of the series is to explore how this very World Cup was awarded in the first place, what Qatar hopes to gain from it, and ultimately how we, as fans who use sports as an emotional release from a world that's too often dark and full of terrors, how we can watch, but also push to make things better.
And we've enlisted some friends to help us along the way, including a Justice Department employee who witnessed the bidding process for this World Cup firsthand.
And it was the most corrupt thing I've ever seen in my career. And I spent a couple years working in New Jersey politics.
Presidential Medal of Freedom and two-time World Cup winner, Megan Rapinoe, about the courage it takes for athletes to speak out.
The regret of not saying anything is what is going to kill you and what's going to eat you alive.
Even more than that, we'll ask what, if anything, we as fans can do to drive real, concrete change, both for our actions during this World Cup and moving forward. Tommy, are you ready for this?
Raj, I'm an Everton fan. We know a little something here about guilt and despair.
Welcome to my world, Tommy V. It's my natural factory setting.
Listen to World Corrupt on the Pod Save the World and Men in Blazers podcast feeds.